Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online teaching and preaching ministry. We're studying the book of Matthew, the first gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 6, the proper use of criticism. Listen, God calls us to get in the game, not to keep score. Look at Matthew chapter 7, beginning with verse 1. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank is in your own eye? Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give what is holy to dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you in pieces. Judge not. Does that mean we never make any kind of judgment? Oh, righteous judgments are necessary. We must judge what is holy. We must judge who the dogs and swines are. Judge not does not mean to not evaluate right from wrong. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 12 and 13. For what have I to do with judging those also who are outside? Do you not judge those who are inside? But those who are outside, God judges. Therefore, put away from yourselves the evil person. The issue is not to judge with intent to condemn. How it often works, we defend wrong behavior by blaming others. We transfer blame by criticizing others. We blame those we consider less righteous. We will magnify some insignificant sin of theirs to draw attention away from a much worse sin of our own. Listen, gossip is a sin, but we justify it by magnifying the sin of the one we gossip about. People must know about this. This must be dealt with. I'm only sharing what's true. Do you know what Jesus says about that? Be careful. You will face equally severe judgment in return. Look at verse 12. Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophets. God judges us by the same standards we use to judge others. Verse 2. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. So, when we seek to enhance our position at the expense of others, we end up judging ourselves. You see, judging others reflects hypocrisy. Verses 3 and 4. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, the plank is in your own eye? A speck versus a plank. A speck, the word karpos, it literally means a piece of dried wheat. Chaff, a plank, is dokos, which is a large log. So, sin in my life blurs my vision, making me unable to help others. I need my heart right before trying to help others with theirs. Hypocrisy describes a totally insensitive person. Romans chapter 2 and verse 1. Therefore, You are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are who judge. For in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself, for you who judge practice the same things. Truth is the main thing. Keep the main thing, the main thing. We are to help other Christians get the speck out of their eye, but we must see clearly to do it. Verse 5. Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Christians must approach one another with humility, not with condemning attitudes. Christians must keep their own lives clean. Only then may they help others keep theirs clean. Otherwise, it's hypocrisy. And what is hypocrisy? Well, hypocrisy is not applying to your own life the same standards that you apply to the lives of others. In Matthew chapter 7 and verse 6, do not give what is holy to dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you into pieces. This is a proper use of criticism. There is a proper use of criticism to benefit others in a positive way. This verse is an example of judging in a righteous manner. As usual, Jesus uses imagery to illustrate an important point. Dogs cannot appreciate the value of holy things. Do not give. Swine cannot appreciate the beauty of pearls, nor cast. Expressions of love are wasted on some. They have hearts not ready for the truth. Some people, like dogs, are too ignorant to see any value in the truth of the gospel. Other people, like pigs, will trample the truth in mockery and ridicule. Conviction with an unreceptive heart may prompt them to attack the one who is confronting them with truth. Tear you to pieces. The Lord is not endorsing that Christians be simply silent witnesses either. With wisdom, discrimination, and tactfulness, God wants His followers to reach those with ready hearts. There are three assumptions in this verse that can be seen as Jesus teaches. First, Jesus assumes His followers will be faithful witnesses. Do not give, nor cast. That indicates that witnessing is happening. Go therefore, Matthew 28:19. You shall be witnesses to me, Acts 1:8. So Jesus assumes His followers will be faithful witnesses. And second, Jesus assumes His followers will be good stewards. The gospel message is a precious trust from the Lord, managing His goods. 1 Corinthians 4:2. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. 2 Corinthians 5:20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. 2 Corinthians 5:18. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. And then third, Jesus assumes His followers will be wise discerners. The verb tense used by Jesus forbids an action which is not already in progress and prevents it from beginning. Did you hear that? Jesus, the verb tense that Jesus used, it forbids an action which is not already in progress and prevents it from beginning. Do not give, nor cast. Do not give to dogs what is holy does not mean that nothing will get to the dogs. Matthew 15, verses 21 to 28. Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, the woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But he answered and said to her, Not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, Send her away, for she cries out after us. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. And she said, Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Jesus expects his disciples to discern the ready heart and focus attention there. That necessarily means that some unready hearts will be touched with the discernment process, i.e. the crumbs which fall. The bottom line is we're called to be faithful witnesses, be good stewards and wise discerners. In order to do that, we must depend on the Holy Spirit's guidance. You have a great day.